Hello, sir. No need to panic. Just settle back down on the bed. I said, back onto the bed. That's better. You surely wonder where I came from when you locked yourself in the East Wing bedroom not a minute ago and saw for yourself that the room was empty. That's not important, my dear. We have ways.
Yes, that's right. We. Oh, just look at him jump when I said that. Don't worry about how I got here beside you. Maybe I came out from under the bed. Even though nobody could have moved so fast and quietly, surely.
I never imagined a man would look so conflicted about three beautiful women clad only in their fine jewelry and dressed so diaphanous they are almost transparent in the torchlight, coming to join him upon his bed. Oh yes, three. Show yourself.
Look down between your legs. You see the sheets rising upward?
You didn't have to spoil the surprise, darling. Oh! Just look at him. Wondering how I could have been hiding down there without making any lumps.
No need to panic, my dear. Just stay upon the bed while we introduce ourselves.
I've got his legs!
And I've got his arms.
Excellent. We three are inhabitants of this fine castle, much like the master is. You know? The Count. The one who invited you here.
He didn't even mention his three brides?
I know he instructed us to stay away from you, but he could have at least told you about us.
Yes. Three brides. Is that not how they do things where you come from? No matter. I'm the eldest.
And I'm the youngest.
And I am unquestionably the favorite of the master. You no doubt guessed that you just from looking at me.
Oh, here she goes again.
Really? When we heard the master was having a guest, how could we resist a chance to meet him ourselves?
Or rather, a handsome guest too, so full of vitality.
So exciting! You wouldn't believe how boring it can be around here. The villagers are so dull, witless, and fearful of our home.
And the master has little time for us of late. So concerned with his imminent journey to far shores. I am a patient soul, but I cannot go forever without something to do.
He pays me especially far less attention than I deserve. And so what if I defy his orders? Maybe it will make him pay more attention to me.
Really, who can blame any of us if we wish to have a little fun? And this is where you come in.
Is it finally sinking in? Let us make our point exquisitely clear. I don't think I shall need this nightgown tonight.
Don't worry about the master finding out you took liberties with his dear brides. He doesn't need to know anything about what we're about to do.
Though, if he does, 'tis his own fault for neglecting us.
Relax. Don't resist. Just lay back. And let me. That's it. Look into my eyes. Listen to my voice. Don't worry about our fangs. Forget about everything save our naked bodies pressing against you.
He smells so delicious. I have to have a taste of your sweet blood. Give me your wrist.
Do you finally realize what kind of creatures we are? Don't panic. Just relax. And realize how good the kiss of a vampire feels.
Hey, don't go too fast. So greedy. All right. I'll have the other arm then.
How does it feel being drained from both your wrists? You see, everyone fights it at first, but they all go all weak and willing when they realize how good it can feel to feed us. Don't worry. It won't take so much that you die. It will just feel like you're going to die.
He tastes quite exquisite. So different from the male villagers.
Now, girls, drain him nice and slowly. Remember, he needs to last long enough for all three of us to enjoy ourselves. And needs to have enough left to meet the master in the morning.
Then maybe you should stop talking and take your share?
Oh, I intend to. Does it feel good, my dear? Can you feel each throb of pleasure passing through you as they slowly suck your blood? You're certainly writhing as if you can. Having two of the brides give you such an honor is rare enough. But all three? That is an experience few are gifted. Let's get this shirt open. And look over this warm, delicious body. As I move up your chest, I can feel your heart pounding. Feel the hot blood coursing below your skin. But what I want is up here. Tilt your head. Yes. Give me that throat. I can see your veins below it as they press against your skin. Utterly irresistible. I just have to fasten my mouth upon it. Pierce them and drink from you.
Oh, it's not fair. It's so hard to do it slowly when he tastes so good. How is he supposed to last the three of us for a whole night?
Well, we don't have to just enjoy draining him.
Hmm?
Give me your hand. Let me run it down his chest while the eldest drinks from his throat and... There! You see what I mean?
Huh? Oh!
I remember, you see, that men have more pleasure to offer than their blood. And for all that he has relaxed and fallen under our spell, one part is far from relaxed. Run your hands over that bulge. Feel how hard he is. What a shame to waste it.
You mean, oh, but how decadent. For me, an aristocrat of the night, to stoop to the pleasure of the living?
If it repels you so, why haven't you stopped stroking the bulge?
What? I mean, I have!
If you can't admit you want to do it, I'll get started. Oh, just look at him up there. So carried away as our friend feeds from his throat. I think I want to remind him that there is more than one vampire in the room right now.
What are you-
Just watch as I open his trousers, part the sides, push it down. Oh, look at how swollen that cock is, so hard.
So engorged with blood.
Hands off! Just watch for now. Take a bite into his thigh if you have to. Oh, you remembered I was here, sir? You noticed something apart from the feeling of our oldest draining you with such exquisite slowness? That's it. Look over her head. Keep your eyes on me as I pump this delicious cock. Oh yes, just squeeze it. Run my hand to the crown. Back down. And again. There's nothing quite like it, is there? To have a girl working your cock and the pleasure of being fed on by two vampires. You're a lucky man, you know?
Oh my, what is the youngest of us up to now? It's not fair to tease a living man so.
But shouldn't we give him a taste of heaven and hell alike, eldest sister?
It's true, we should offer him only the very best of hospitality.
Very well. Hey, no fainting for you, sir. We've not taken that much blood yet. Look at what she's doing to your cock. How skillfully she's working you with those graceful hands, squeezing that rock-hard length, going all the way to the tip, and back down.
And look how he's letting out different kinds of liquid to the blood upon his neck, wrist, and thigh.
So vulgar, yet compelling to watch.
But if you keep going that fast, look at him. He's already on the verge of climax.
That's the idea.
Far more skillful to draw out his pleasure. Just as we shall draw out the feeding. We are his hostesses, are we not?
Fine. If you insist.
Now, youngest one, you have barely had a sip. Quench your thirst upon him. I shall take over upon his cock as our middle watches.
I am not watching, not in particular.
Make sure you don't watch carefully, then. You might learn something.
Look at what she's doing! Pressing your cock in between her magnificent breasts It's such a beautiful sight, isn't it?
She has engulfed it.
Let us sit beside the head of our guest, look down his body, and hold his arms, so he does not interfere or try to hasten her.
From here, we can both bite him and still watch what she does. I mean, you can watch. It makes no difference to me.
Oh, the blood upon his throat smells so good. I want a taste. Oh.
Oh. And I think I shall take a bite from chest. Close my teeth over your nipple.
You're feeling weaker already, aren't you? Even through the pleasure? Don't worry. You can lose more blood and not be in any danger. Probably. But the vigor of your cock is undimmed. I can feel it growing harder by the moment, straining between my breasts. And this is before I begin to move them. Oh, you like that? Thrusting between my breasts? My body warmed by your blood, while my fellow brides pin you down and drain you? You see how well we treat a guest such as yourself. Oh, we'll treat you so well that you will never want to leave.
Oh, eldest, show him some mercy. His heart is racing so fast when you torment him so. You'll surely kill him from pure pleasure.
What do you think, sir? Should I show you mercy? Release you from my bosom? Sorry, youngest, but he seems quite reluctant to abandon the embrace of my breasts.
Well, they are quite huge and soft. I wonder, what could be better than that for a man?
What? Why are you looking at me so?
We have both sampled the pleasures of this cock as it surges with life and vitality. What kind of cruel she-devils would we be if we didn't let you taste too?
I have no desire for such tawdry pleasures. I am a true vampire. Blood is my only joy.
Is that why you cannot stop staring at it? Let's get his clothes off, so we can admire every inch of him, and bite wherever we wish.
Come on, don't deny yourself. Your body has come alive with your infusion of blood and those desires you thought lost with your mortality are surging anew, aren't they?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Give in to your other lusts, my dear. Everything that happens here will be secret anyway. So why should we not share him?
If you promise me that Master will never hear of this...
Yes.
Then there is no reason I should not, I suppose.
Aren't you a lucky man, sir? The three most beautiful creatures in the Carpathians, all turning you into their plaything within one night?
No. Sit up. Don't worry if you find the room spinning a little. And as for you, sit astride him and guide that vigorous cock into you.
So warm.
Yes. It's quite nice, isn't it?
So deep. And so vigorous. I had forgotten my body could be this sensitive. So ready to experience mortal pleasure. Let me experience everything you have to offer, your throat. I need
Look at him. So lost in rapture as he's fucked and drained in the same time. Not too far gone to remember us two, my love.
How about, rather than hanging at your side, those hands go between our legs?
That we may have some relief too. Even the master cannot handle all three of us at once. But can you? I am so sensitive. Even the lightest touch inflames me.
Isn't this so much better than being stuck downstairs in that moldy old crypt?
Such a good boy. So lost in the pleasure and in having his cock buried in a beautiful woman. Yet he still remembers that the other two must also be satisfied.
Eldest, I am nearly...
Me too, youngest. Me too. Embrace him from every side. Trap him between our bodies. Overpower him with pleasures that no mortal woman could give him.
So careless with the blood. Here, let me lick it up.
We're really made a mess of you, haven't we, sir? Hurry, pleasure us, make us come, before we lose control entirely and drain you dry.
He bells me so well. I cannot...
Me too. His fingers are so deep within me. I'm going to...
I am so close. So close. I cannot hold back. So delicious.
I've never seen you so hungry.
My dear, enough. You leave him an empty husk.
Forgive me. I became almost drunk on his blood and his cock.
Have no fear of angering our master. The guest yet lives. Though he may not stay conscious for much longer.
He has not yet finished, yet he is still so hard within me. Even as his body weakens, his cock only becomes stronger. Should I?
My dear, we shall share this final draught. Gather round his cock.
Look at how he trembles. How the trails of blood have run along him. So freely and stained the sheets.
Impressive that you are still conscious. All the better for you, though. Now then, Take hold of his cock.
The head is mine.
Let me play with those balls.
And I shall work the shaft. Yes, sir. Your blood is not the only hot drink we wish to draw from you.
Come on. Mess me up. Mess up this sweet and innocent face with your wicked seed.
So obscene. Such a defilement of my immortal beauty to allow you to see me like that. Yet that in itself inflames me.
Give in to us. Give in. Why last so long and then refuse the prize?
Look at how he shudders under our touch.
I think he's close.
Gather close, darlings. Point that cock towards our faces and...
So much. Oh.
So hot. Deeper in tasting from blood, but hearty and vigorous in his own right.
Just look at us. With the last of your strength, our faces and breasts dripping with your seed and stained with your blood. Do not worry, the bites will fade by tomorrow.
A finer, more decadent indulgence we could not ask for. Neither could you have dreamed of such pleasure. So remember to show us some gratitude. Or can you not speak?
The village men are not half so entertaining. Aren't you glad I talked you both into this now?
Are you still alive, my dear? I do hope we didn't slay you. That would be so hard to explain to our master.
Not to mention which, if we drain you now, what would we do for entertainment tomorrow night?
Keep our secret, and your visit to Castle Dracula will be most enjoyable.
Now, when next you close and open your eyes, we shall be gone. As if we were never here at all. But you will know the truth. And know we can enter this room whenever we grow thirsty again.
Ha, 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 ha